Here is the situation report, January 9, 2022, by Justice Anna Von Reitz, Big Lake, Alaska. The military, speaking in global terms, took over the banking system in 2019. Just recently, all the central banks except the Philippines, Swiss and British territorial USA were closed down. The World Bank as it existed from inception to now, no longer exists. The Federal Reserve System bankruptcy has been parceled out as of 2017 to Chase Bank and JP Morgan, with Chase receiving the commercial trademark Federal Reserve and JP Morgan receiving Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Just like the U.S. Attorney General's office receiving Wells Fargo and the right to use Wells Fargo Bank as an investment and securities brokerage with a banking license, investment bank, without ever disclosing this cozy relationship to the public. Read that, the U.S. Attorney General has been operating as Wells Fargo Bank for years. But to all intents and purposes, the Federal Reserve System is long gone and the Federal Reserve itself has been rolled into the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Meanwhile, the IMF has served as the U.S. Treasury since 1924 and was the primary European reinvestment bank after World War II. The IMF was founded by a group of largely American investors and spearheaded by J.D. Rockefeller and Standard Oil. Maybe this is beginning to make more sense to everyone? The IMF was chiseling money out of the Americans under false pretenses and investing the resulting credit all over the world. When Tricky Dicky Nixon created the petrodollar in the 1970s, a whole new era of international finance resulted. It was the first time that an asset needed to preserve life, energy, was drawn into the tawdry world of monetary equivalency. This practice of using a critical commodity, energy for heat and electricity, as a currency standard guarantees high prices for that commodity, oil, but also endangers everyone on Earth and results in the coercive and ugly business model we have been dealing with ever since. Finally, when the great fraud began to unravel, the perpetrators and grafters responsible, which is largely the U.S. military and their collaborators all over the world, had to find new sources of value to plug the holes and make themselves look good. God forbid that they stand up like men and take responsibility for what they've done and failed to do, right? So their noses tracked them to the Trojan horde being protected and used by the Vatican for the past several centuries, and they seize that by force, the 650 plane loads of gold and other valuables you keep hearing about, and they have been busy deploying that to banks all over the world, and blackballing the church for all they are worth. Now, obviously, I have my problems with the Roman Church as well, but that does not change the fact that that church was only acting as a trustee of the Trojan horde, supplemented by the Spanish horde amassed in the 1400s to 1600s, the gold and other treasure belongs to other third parties, not the church. So the militaries have seized privately owned resources actually belonging to Romanians, represented most recently by Severino Staromanu. Notice the name, kids. Romania. Romano. Rome. And without as much as a farewell to the actual owners of this wealth, the worldwide military graft and go operation is getting ready to roll out their make us look good despite everything Nizara/Jezara option. What this option will do is make it look like they paid off their debts to everyone, then immediately cause hyperinflation of all world currencies, cause a worldwide credit collapse, and devalue all currencies to pennies on a dollar. That will then increase the value of gold and silver, but not for long, as this will then cause a deflationary spiral as vicious and arbitrary as the hyperinflation of the paper currencies. In the end, both the credit notes and the physical assets will be worthless and the money spell will be broken, and we will all be busted back to the Stone Age, just as Karen Hughes suggested, but not because that is necessary, it will be because of the ignorance, greed, and dishonesty of the men involved in making these decisions. They are chiselers and they are trying to chisel their way out of this using other people's money to do it. So, who are the actual owners of all this precious metal wealth? And are they evil people? For the most part, they are people just like me and you. They have been trying for many years to deploy their wealth for good purposes, relief for the poor, education for the ignorant, environmental cleanup for the earth, but first, they were prevented by the church, and then they were prevented by the courts, and then they were prevented by CIA, and even when they won through and got all the powers that be to agree and sign off on their authority to use their own assets, the CIA/MI6/Mossad messed with them again and held everything up for another 30 years. Even as we speak, Janet Yellen is using resources that belong to Romanian American immigrants to recapitalize fiat money accounts, and she has no right or reason to do this without their permission, because they are no longer U.S. citizens of any stripe, nor U.S. citizens, either. They have adopted an American state to live in as their permanent house, home, and domicile, and they are owed all the rights and guarantees and freedoms owed to any other American, including the protection and enjoyment of their assets. The owners of the gold aren't trust properties belonging to the Queen or the Pope. They are living, breathing, good-hearted people who deserve and have the right to direct the use of their own resources to accomplish all the good aims they have held in their hearts all these many years. Even as we speak, Angel Marcos, son of Ferdinand, is being prodded to play a role that even he must feel is ridiculous, claiming an inherited power of attorney, which is a preposterous claim to begin with, and especially so, when he can't produce a contract from his father naming him to any such position, nor, more to the point, any contract for his father, from Severino's heirs. Ferdinand Marcos was Severino Staromano's attorney. When Severino died, it was Ferdinand Marcos' duty to carry out his will. Marcos was not the heir of the assets, and neither are any of his children. The failure of Marcos as a trustee to carry out Severino's will is an entire story in itself that I won't go into at this point, but the facts remain. Marcos was supposed to turn over the estate to the heirs. He had no valid claim on the assets himself, beyond payment for his services. What should be so simple and agreeable to all concerned, is thus turned into another act of fraud and force and theft and misrepresentation, simply because the perpetrators refuse to release any iota of control over the resources they have stolen and which they are now preparing to distribute. Until they come clean, all the way clean, there is no way to build on a firm foundation. What begins in fraud, ends in fraud. It is only by honoring the truth and working in cooperation that a new world can emerge and be free of the taint of fraud and extortion and misrepresentation. Nizera/Jezara as presently being implemented will be tainted, both by dishonoring the actual owners of the wealth and by failure to disclose. Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary the United States of America.